the NCHC.TV studios. This is College Hockey West Weekly, brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. Stop in for lunch, cater your next event, or just buy a couple of bottles of our award-winning sauces. The NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe to NCHC.TV to watch the best in college hockey since 2013. The TAG Creative Group. Search TGRANRUD at redbubble.com and let us create a unique design for you or your business. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, where an iconic vacation awaits you at any of our destinations around the world. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly with locations in Tempe and Pine Top. Order online at thespaghettishack.com. Liberty University, play for something more. Faith, education, and hockey at liberty.edu. College Hockey, Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. Jets Pizza. Sign up for our Crunch Club at jetspizza.com and have special deals delivered to your inbox. And by the Caesars Sportsbook app, a proud partner of the NHL. College Hockey West Weekly from the NCHC.TV studios is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Paul Hornstein.
Well, welcome in, hockey fans, anywhere that you may be joining us tonight on the Podbean app. It's Tuesday night, which means it is time for College Hockey West Weekly. Scott Strandy with you tonight in Temecula, California. Another beautiful 80-degree sunshiny day out here on the West Coast. My co-host, as always, joining me, though, from the big, beautiful palatial estate, which is now the command center on Long Island, New York, the spot where the sun always shines. The weather's always beautiful. Life is great. Rainbows, gumdrops, all of those things. Paul Hornstein, how are you?
I know you're in the command center because I've seen the pictures. People, you know, the audience may not have, but...
No, there's no command center here.
Well, sure,
Humble abode.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean,
did you top out over 80 today? That's a challenge. Shoot. We go from coast to coast. You know, who had the better weather?
Well, it's always you.
Okay.
You know, unless you're in that M place, in which case that's different. But
yeah, I hear you. Tuesday night, College Hockey West Weekly. Normally this is our magazine show, but last night was so good. I told you last night, that's it. It's just right off into the sunset.
Doesn't yeah, get any I mean, we could have.
With Ed Tresker on. Tresker. Jeez, that's a hard name to say.
No, it's only hard for you to say.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyway, great stuff from RIT, great stuff from Atlantic Hockey, great stuff from Hockey History.
Nope.
What?
Atlantic Hockey America.
Oh, good one. Nice catch. Because that's okay. The news of the day, Atlanta Hockey America. We're going to get to it.
Tons of stuff.
I just wanted to throw out, first of all, that that was a great show last night. Yes. Our thanks to Ed for coming on and sharing all of his insights. That was great to have somebody that is that in-depth and that historical. Well, and the Hall of Fame voice.
Yeah, I mean, there's just... And we didn't even get to half the stuff I wanted to ask him.
No, never does. Never does. It's too much conversation.
You know... Where we aren't limited on time, but we kind of are. You know, they do cut you off after a while. That's just the way the app works.
Well, and you still want, you know, I want people to listen. And I don't
after a while, it gets to drag on, but.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll have that on again, I'm sure, throughout the course of the year as we build up towards the start of next season. So that'll be what's up there. On a somber note, I do want to start off today by telling everybody in Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska, that we are thinking about them. I know there's horrific weather all over the country all the time, but when it hits close to home, at least to us in Omaha and Lincoln this time, tornadoes ravished
area.
I was just there, Paul.
Do they even have any warning?
I'm sure they did because you can see these coming for a long time. But what are you going to do? You can't get out of the way of them. You know, I don't know. I think a lot of people were spared, you know, injuries and death, thankfully, because they're flat. The planes are flat. You can see these coming for miles.
Right.
But you can't get out of the way. You can't move your house. You can't move your cars. Can't move a train. I don't know if you saw that. A train was thrown off the tracks by it. And, you know, when you have a half a mile wide tornado, do you have any idea how big that is?
No, not a clue.
It's ridiculous. When it comes down, you know, coming through fields, basically. They showed a picture, multiple pictures and videos from I-80. I was just on I-80 not 2 weeks ago, coming back. And actually, we stayed in Grand Island, which is just a little bit farther west than Lincoln and Omaha. But anyway, my thought was we want to give our thoughts and prayers, first of all, to the community and to everybody involved in Omaha hockey as well. And a big shout out to those guys for fundraising and going out and doing what they can to help the cleanup. It's a long project, Paul. When you've ever been struck by a tornado, it is a long, you're starting completely from scratch all over again. So trust me, I've been in one in Minnesota back in 1977. Never forget it. Never forget it in my life. Tore apart our garage. Did not touch our house, which was an old Victorian-style house, right. One of those real tall ones, you know.
Right.
But it laid down oak trees like Lincoln logs. We had oak trees that were so wide at the base, you couldn't have two people reach around it and touch hands. They were that big at the base. And they went down and laid around the house like Lincoln logs, too high. And one of them, in front of the door, two of them in front of the door, meant we couldn't open the door. We had to go out through a window. It was just ridiculous. So these things are massive. They're dangerous. And they ruin people's lives, literally.
Yeah.
So our thoughts and prayers go out with them. I know you saw a couple of things. I saw a couple of things. Do you want to throw out a couple of fundraisers that maybe people, if you're in Lincoln, can get involved with? And I'm sure they're taking donations any other way.
I don't know about Lincoln, but... and I'm sure
Lincoln and Omaha.
Well, I'm just looking. 45 miles apart. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess if you want to make the drive, you should. But the school is having a fundraiser at the Baxter Arena parking lot on Saturday, May 4th. So if you're listening to this before then, you know, make sure you get over there and get yourself a tumbler and. Food gift card. Or a chicken sandwich.
You go ahead and say it. Chick-fil-A.
No, well, yeah, you can say it. I don't want to say it. You say it. But go there and for $20, get yourself a nice little travel mug. It's in the Baxter Arena parking lot 27. I don't know what that means, obviously, because I've never been there. But you know, make sure you go over there over the weekend and do what you can. And again, you know, kudos to those that ran to help and you know, that's a tough thing. It's the end of the school year too. Not that really means much when you've been hit by a tornado, but they're also having a volleyball clinic, a shared clinic between UNO and Creighton, which is also in the city of Omaha. You know, one of the local club volleyball teams. I get that's on Sunday the 5th. If you're listening to this before then, it is a little bit pricier than the travel mug. It's $75. But if you can swing it, go for it. Volleyball is as big in Nebraska as it is anywhere else, and kind of becoming like Texas football and New England hockey. Whatever you can do to help out, please do so. The clinic, by the way, is for third to eighth graders. And it's at 1:00 on Sunday the 5th. You can look up the address somewhere I don't know, courts, 8930 South. Well, I don't even know what this means, and I'm saying it. 137th Circle. I don't know. It's there. Go, you know, if you're in the neighborhood and you have a kid that's a volleyball player, go. Just deal with it and do it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Okay, as long as we're on Omaha, a couple of things.
Oh.
I don't think they've officially put out their hockey schedule. I know who you're thinking about. You want to go to the players, we will. But shout out to Mav Puck on X for starting to put the schedule together in pieces as they see them.
Twitter.
On X. Anyway.
Really? Because have you seen the non-conference schedule? Because I have not.
Yeah, well, I just saw what they've put together. Okay,
what did he do?
This is not official
right.
from Omaha. They have not released it. This is what people have put together.
Okay.
October 11th and 12th, obviously they're going to be playing in the Icebreaker Tournament in Las Vegas
nice.
With Minnesota Air Force and UMass.
Right, that's been out there, obviously.
Right, but I just wanted to throw that out there. And then obviously there's an Cactus Cup tournament here in Palm Springs, or not far from me in Palm Springs.
Yes,
that will be Omaha and Holy Cross. They've already put the lineups together. It's Omaha and Holy Cross
right.
on Friday, January 3rd at 3:30.
Right.
And then Saturday it says Omaha and either Michigan Tech or UMass. So that would mean that Michigan Tech and UMass will play the
UMass.
Second game
yes.
on Friday. So. Anyway,
yeah,
no, so
there'll be nobody trying to get out of the UP for that. I'm sure
no, that ain't going to happen.
No.
So they're starting to piece it together. They will open conference play, as we mentioned last week. Western Michigan will be at Baxter Arena to take on the Mavericks. A couple things I just want to throw out for people to know. If you're planning long range, I'm talking next March and April, the regional tournaments next year, and I will not be able to make two this time.
Allentown,
Pennsylvania,
not.
Fargo, North Dakota, Toledo, Ohio, Manchester, New Hampshire are the four sites for the regionals. Of course, the Frozen Four will be played at Enterprise Center, St. Louis, Missouri, April 10th and 12th. So mark your calendars. Some good stuff when you look at Omaha hockey as well, just to let you know, March 7th and 8th, their final regular season at North Dakota.
Nice.
I think that'll be a good series.
Games. You know, those will be big games. And by the way, just, you know, it does look like at least they're going to extend the current postseason format for 2 years, at least at this point.
You couldn't wait to hear that, could you?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't wait. Yeah, no. But we got to throw it out there. You know, as much as I want to see it changed and – not everybody agrees with me. You know, I will sit there and say you got to go to home sites and you've got to give every conference a home series. You win your conference tournament, you are seeded 1 through 6. Not that the NCAA will listen to me.
Bang those drums, Paul Hornstein. Bang those drums.
All day. You know, I
Let
will.
Me know how that works out for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have to sit there and you know, you. It's about. I don't know. Yes, it's about money. We get it. But I mean, you know, I mean, if you give each conference a home series, guarantee each conference a home series, then I think you'll get it figured out. And I think that's, you know, they're missing out. That's just, you know, what do I know? But I'm still going to bang the drums here for this. I did see somebody's Twitter account say that Dallas might be in the running for one of those two, for 27 or 28. That doesn't mean necessarily that that's where, that was just a conversation that was had between a reporter and our buddy Tanner there asking if Dallas was one of the cities. And the reporter who posted it said, yeah, I've heard their name thrown about. So that would be interesting as well. I think that would be a pretty good place for a Frozen Four, right? I mean,
yeah, wouldn't be bad. It can't be in St. Louis or Coachella Valley or Vegas.
Well, I...
Am I
partial
to that at all, or...
What was that?
I wanted to know if I was partial to that at all.
Well, listen, we love Coachella Valley. I don't know if the building is actually big enough, right? Don't they have minimum...
Yeah, they have 10,000 seats or so.
But yeah, that's close.
It is close. It is
that's close.
Close.
I don't know if it's quite enough, but it's close. So
yeah, but Vegas is certainly a nice spot.
Yeah, it's going to be awful people going there for that. People are going to, you know, be awful going to St. Louis there with all the good restaurants they have there, especially if you're a fan of Italian food.
Or if you're just friends of the sports commission. Like we
well,
are.
Well, you are anyway. I'm just a peasant.
I love it.
You know.
Love it. So anyway, want to throw that out there. Before we leave the Omaha talk, tell us who they signed, Paul, in the portal.
Well, we can talk about, you don't want to talk about Mike Kemp first?
Sure. We can talk about Mike Kemp too. I don't care.
Well, it's all good. Yeah, I mean.
We're working to get Mike on the show here in a couple, maybe about a month or so.
Yeah, he was a nice picture he's got there with on the NCHC website.
And who's that young man next to him?
Well, I know the one of the guys in the picture is Mike Kemp. I assume that's Michael. Yeah, I know it
yes,
is.
It is.
I know. I was trying to make I was looking to make a hair joke, but I don't want to insult Mike.
Good idea. Good you idea.
Know, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know. And obviously, Michael Wiseman is the, you know, but he's a lot younger. So, but he gets the Distinguished Service Award. Good for him. I mean, Mike Kemp is, I mean, what hasn't he done in college hockey?
Yeah. Pretty much. And by the way, he's also got the name ranked for him, the rink named for him at Baxter starting this year.
Yeah.
So
Baxter
Arena with the Mike Kemp rink or Mike Kemp ice, however they call it.
Whatever the, you know, he's run the chair, you know, he's been the NCAA chair, you know, the committee chair. He was big time setting up the pod during COVID, which has never been done. It had never been done. For that alone, he probably deserves the award, right? I mean, just to get that done and get it done where basically no disruptions. What would they have to do? Maybe you had to move one game? If I remember correctly off the top of my head, maybe.
Yep, I think you're probably right on that. I'd have to double check, but I think you're probably
right. He's been an AD at Omaha, right, in charge of facilities. He was the first coach of the program when it jumped to Division I. I mean, I just, you know, you're sitting there and you know, when you think of the NCHC, you think of guys like Josh Fenton. And really, Kemp is probably second. No disrespect to anybody else. All right, but he's probably second when you look at the grand scheme of things.
Yep, can't argue that at all. So anyway, you know, congratulations to him on those honors.
Yes.
And, you know, he's retiring. You know, he didn't die or anything here. He's
no. And, he retired. I understand.
But we make it sound like he said this story thing, like he's gone or something. No, Mike's going to be around. He'll be poking his head in, I'm sure, here and there.
Sure.
It's just great to honor somebody, you know, who's put in a lot to it. So congratulations to Mike and the everybody at Omaha. Like I said, we're praying for him for a nice recovery to what's happened, the destruction of the tornadoes as well.
Yeah.
So, Anyway, final thing on that, talk about who they got in the portal, because we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, maybe a month, that they could have. Mike Gabinet is building a roster that is very much feared throughout college hockey, not just the NCHC.
They added a grad student, which is fine. You know, Aiden Gallagher. I might not be saying that right. I'm not sure. Who left Northern Michigan as a grad student. He's got, you know, his fifth year. Played 2 years at Michigan State, 2 years at Northern Michigan. You know, a regular in the lineup. Very much the defensive type defenseman. But it's just, that team is just, I mean, holy smokes. I mean, they
Added a couple guys from Alaska.
They added a couple. I'm sitting here being like, oh my god, because just basically,
if they only had a goalie, Paul. If they only had a goalie to help them out.
You know, I mean, just wow. I mean, between the guys they have coming back, and they're just, I mean, just the you know, look how hot they were at the beginning of at the end of last year, right? I mean, they made it to the, you know, they, I'm sitting here and I'm telling you right now, don't be shocked if at some point, and I don't know if you want to say the top 10 of the pairwise or the top 10 in the polls.
Oh, they're going to be there. They're going to be there. And they'll be there most of the year.
Well, I'm talking about, and I'm not talking about the top 20. I'm talking about the top 10.
I'm telling you, they're going to be there most of the year. They're going to get there quickly, and they're going to stay there most of the year because Mike Gabinet's a great leader, a great coach, and he's got pieces now, along with a great goaltender in Simon Lotkosi. With Simon in net and the amount of people he's picked up, unless they completely fall apart or they have severe injuries, there's no reason that this team can't be top two or three in the NCHC, which would put them top 10 in the country.
Well, I mean, I just sit here and look at it now, and this is obviously months before the season. I'm just sitting here, and I know that BC and BU are going to, you know, have all their draft picks and all this other nonsense, and we get that, and some of the other schools, but...
Paul, who won the national championship this year?
Can I finish?
Enough said.
If you're going to sit there and tell me that Denver, the defending national champions...
We like to call it Denver now?
Denver.
T-E-N-V-E-R. D-E-N,
Denver.
check out Twitter or X, whatever you like to call it, and find out. Twitter. It's Denver now.
Denver. Between Denver, North Dakota, Omaha, and
the Colorado College Tigers.
No, and Colorado College. I mean, they're going to have four teams in the top 10, and they're going to be different styles.
Maybe six teams in the tournament. Maybe six in the tournament this year. I'm calling it.
You know, maybe different styles of teams. But you're going to see that. And I'm very curious to see now how Denver will play. Right, coming off the way they played in the tournament, how they basically completely changed their style and won the tournament.
Okay, bone to pick with you on that.
Go ahead.
They didn't completely change their style. What happened was they got better at the defensive side of things. It was a progression. Ask David Carl. When we get him on, and we'll get him on, when he comes on, we'll ask him. It was a progression from start to finish like no other. He knew what he had coming in. He knew it was going to be tough. He knew they had to score a lot of goals to offset the growing pains of a young defensive core, but they grew into a complete hockey team. They can still score. They just chose to win hockey games the way they had to win them in tournament time, and you know how that is, special teams and goaltending, correct?
Yeah, well, again, they're going to lose some guys. They're going to lose some guys. They've already done that.
Paul, they also brought in a couple of guys.
Yeah, no. I get that. No, I understand that. My point being is, they're more offensive minded. I'm not saying they ignore defense, but if you ask me which of those four teams between North Dakota, Omaha, CC, and Denver, is more likely to be an offensive juggernaut, I'm going to say Denver, followed by North Dakota, and then Omaha and CC.
Totally agree with you. I'm not knocking.
I'm just saying those teams are going to be really hard to break through that top four. And I just going into the season, I know what the other schools are going to have, but to me, and I know you're going to put a gun to my head and make me do this, so I'm just telling you now, those four teams are going to be in the top 10, at least to start.
In the Super 16, baby.
Let
me give you four names that will also keep them up at the top. Matt Davis, TJ Semptenfelter, Simon Lotkosi, and Caden, the Sponge.
No.
And Barrico.
No. Yeah,
those
four names.
Those four backstops, they might be the four best goaltenders in college hockey. They could be.
Could be.
I'm serious.
It'd be hard. You could have that opinion, and it would be hard to argue with you. I mean, other people could have different opinions.
But what you're saying is, more than likely, I'm right.
No, let's not get crazy. What I'm saying is that it would be hard to argue that you would be wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'm right.
No.
Let's work on that.
I won't say that.
Over the course of the summer, we're going
to
work on
that. I refuse to say that.
Right.
I refuse to say that.
I know. We'll practice. We'll practice over the summer. When you're done teaching school and you got the time off, you can start maybe with a chalkboard. Have you ever done that? Written stuff on a chalkboard over and over again?
Yes.
Okay. Just start with
Spot
is right.
I've done it on loose leaf too, by the way. I've done it on loose leaf too.
Okay. Scott is right. See? We can get the sun. Yeah, no. We'll check with Statboy 2.0 and see if he thinks that's a good move. I think he would. I think he'll agree.
I think that that's not happening. This is, I served my time with the nuns and the pointer and my
that's what's wrong with your fingers.
Yes, clearly.
All right. So anyway, we just blew through a half hour of show. Was really good stuff, but we blew through it. So we're going to go to break, but before we go to break, I'm strolling through X.
Twitter.
And up pops Stanley Cup odds, and I know you've got one eye on a game right now.
I have not. My TV is off. I am not watching.
And here we go.
Boston
the Stanley
and
Cup odds. The Stanley Cup odds as of April 30th to win the Cup by DraftKings. I'll say it. DraftKings Sportsbook. I don't care. They provided this out. They have the Carolina Hurricanes as the team to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't see the Islanders here anymore.
You won't.
And Stephen March's Vegas Golden Knights, plus 1,800.
I don't know what any of that means, so it doesn't matter.
And the Winnipeg Jets, plus 7,500. That's both of those are long shots.
Again, I don't know what any of that means, so we're good.
Plus 425 for the Hurricanes, 475 right. for the Panthers, plus 500 for the Oilers, and plus 600 for the Avalanche. And your New York Rangers, plus 700. The Stars and the Bruins, both at plus 900. The Canucks, plus 1,700. I don't think the odds makers think that the Canucks have the savviness and the experience to get it done. But I'll tell you, two words that you should watch out for in Vancouver, Rick Tocchet. Anyway. What?
We done?
Where are the Islanders in those odds?
Are we done?
I'm looking for the Islanders. Hello. Yeah,
good luck. Let me know.
Everybody out on Long Island, where are your Islanders? What are their odds?
Yeah, yeah.
The Islanders are playing on the road tonight, correct? Yeah.
Funny guy.
Are they going to make it home okay?
No.
Okay. Are you going to meet them at the airport?
I'll be asleep.
You won't be meeting them at the airport?
No, I got to go to work in the morning.
Okay. Otherwise, you would, though, right?
No.
Okay. All right, here we go. I wouldn't
know if they won either.
All right, let's take a quick break. Let's come back. We got more to talk about, including a new name and a new conference, kind of.
It's time to drop the puck on the nation's best college hockey conference. We bring you closer to the action all season long with access to exclusive on-demand content and more than 140 live games. Catch every big goal and clutch save. When you can't be there, we have you covered here. Stream on your phone, computer, or straight to your TV, and don't miss a moment from your favorite team. Subscribe now to watch the best in college hockey at NCHC.TV. If it's NCHC hockey, it's on NCHC.TV.
After a hard day at work or a long week, what's better than good comfort food to put you at ease? At the Spaghetti Shack, we say the answer is comfort food that's made by somebody else. The Spaghetti Shack has taken spaghetti and meatballs, the classic Italian comfort food, to a portable level. ASU alumni owned and operated, the Spaghetti Shack has three locations. At 6340 South Rural Road in Tempe, the ASU location at 922 East Apache Road, and 952 West White Mountain Road in Pine Top. For lunch, dinner, or catering as well, call us at 480-687-2485 or order online at thespaghettishack.com. The St. Louis Sports Commission invites you to become part of the legacy of the Heartland of Hockey as they and the city of St. Louis host 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships. From the Stanley Cup to college champions to an exploding youth hockey community, St. Louis hockey has a long storied tradition. Find out how you can be a part of it by visiting us at www.stlsports.org. The St. Louis Sports Commission, making St. Louis a better place to live, visit, work, or play through sports.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move.
Jake Gensel.
Banks it towards the goalie. Score.
Kale McCarr.
He scores.
Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
My goodness gracious.
CollegeHockeyInc.com and follow at College Hockey.
Coming to you from the NCHC.TV studios, ITHSW Podcast presents College Hockey West Weekly.
Indeed, it is College Hockey West Weekly. Scott Strandy with you tonight in Temecula, California. My co-host, as always, joining me from the big, beautiful palatial estate, which is now the Command Center on Long Island, New York, Paul Hornstein. Paul, we just rolled through the first half hour like it wasn't even there.
I know.
So many more things to talk about. Big news today was hinted at yesterday. Atlantic Hockey is now what, Paul?
Atlantic Hockey America.
Ah, merging of a couple of conferences, one women's, one men's. But what does it mean in the long run, Paul?
That's a very good question. That is the question, right? I mean, it wouldn't take a lot, at least on paper, for there to be a lot or a bunch of different changes in college hockey. Now, in that conference, in the Atlantic Hockey America conference, the Women's League, Lindenwood is part of that conference. Does that mean anything? I don't know. Do we want to think it does?
Well, that's a great question, and one that might be able to be answered next week, or at least hinted at, when we start our College Hockey West weekly profiles. And we're going to start off with Lindenwood. So we've already got Jason Coomer booked for Sunday night, and head coach Bill McCall for Tuesday night.
Right.
So maybe that's a question we ask him. Hey, what do you think? You going to join a conference here?
Well,
you ask it, and I'll just answer.
Listen, if he doesn't think that that's going to be one of the questions asked, then I don't think that's being realistic. That question, he's got to know it's coming. I mean, if you want to warn him ahead of time, you can do that. But, you know, yeah, the Women's League has Lindenwood, Mercyhurst, Penn State, RIT, Robert Morris, and Syracuse. And in 2 years, in the 25-26 season, Delaware will be adding women's hockey. You know, along with the 11 teams that make up the men's league that we know, AIC, Bentley, Canisius, Holy Cross, Mercyhurst, Niagara, RIT, Robert Morris, Sacred Heart, Air Force, and Army. You know, I mean, like I said, we can speculate, to speculate because it's more fun that way.
Before you start to speculate, though, what that looks like to me, we're College Hockey west of the Mississippi. That looks an awful lot like a nice conference blend of east of the Mississippi. You know, throw in Lindenwood, which is on the Mississippi, but everything east of the Mississippi, and of course Air Force, which is been grandfathered in.
Slightly west?
Yeah, they're west. They're more than slightly, but they are west. But for the most part, it looks an awful lot like a really good east of the Mississippi type conference. Okay, speculate away.
Well, I mean, right? I mean, we talk about teams needing to figure out a way to survive. And obviously, there's no way at the moment for Fairbanks and Anchorage to be geographically aligned. The NCHC would be the closest to them. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Because, you know, speculation season has gotten started. Right? There were rumors a couple of years ago that the Summit League, which hosts 4 NCHC schools and a CCHA school as its in its multi-sport conference. And that's where this could be going. And we know who the commissioner is of the Summit League. And again, we don't know anything. I don't know anything. But I also am not, we know. And of course, like I said, this just brings up the fact that, you know, when Penn State went Division I with their hockey program, their men's program, it automatically formed a Big Ten conference. I don't know if the other conferences have that rule. But the question is, and we have been talking about that for a while, is do some of these multi-sport conferences where some of the hockey schools have teams kind of start to slide them under their banner? Okay, for example, okay, we'll stay away from the NCHC schools for now. But you have, for example, in the Northeast Conference, members of their multi-sport conference include LIU, Merrimack, Sacred Heart, Stonehill. Okay. Mercyhurst is joining that league this fall. So that's five teams right there. Now,
wouldn't take much to add six, and you know what six gets you, right?
Now, we did bring it up last night with Ed about Binghamton. Okay. And he did say that talk died down pretty quickly. But we do know that we also did bring up Utica, who is trying to decide what to do with their athletic program. Right? They're debating whether or not to move up to the Division II level. And obviously, if they do that, okay, there is really no Division II for hockey. So they would be allowed to move up to Division I. So, and there you would go right there. There's your six teams in your automatic bid.
Okay. I like now, that. Good right? speculation.
So, now, also, right, if you had, and I, you know, we said it again last night. Could the Ivy Leagues ever split from the ECAC? You know, that used to be a multi-sport conference. Now it's just a single-sport conference. So I don't know what the groundwork is for that. But, you know, if you're the six Ivy League schools in that conference, you could form your own conference, get an automatic bid. You're a multi-sport conference, and bingo, you have more say in what goes on because you're not a single-sport conference. So, there again, you are taking two leagues where, now that would make Atlantic Hockey lose some members. Atlantic Hockey America would lose some members, right? But it's not like there aren't places to fill in, right? Is would a Lindenwood be exactly in? I mean, they're already in the footprint, right, of the conference with the women's team. So why is it much of a stretch to think, hey, you know, if those schools from the Northeast Conference end up creating, you know, somehow decide to start there, you know, to have a league under that banner, right? Would it be that hard to imagine Lindenwood sliding right in there? I don't think so.
No, I think good speculation. I got breaking news right now I got to cut in for.
Yeah.
Brock Nelson just scored. It's 3-2 Carolina.
What? You're a little bit behind, dude. Way behind.
You said you turned it off.
I did. I turned it off for a reason, though.
Okay.
It was 3-3 at the end of the second period, and all of a sudden it wasn't.
Okay.
Sorry. On a double bounce, weird, over the hop over the stick, jump off the. Yeah. Okay.
Well, here's what you don't know about. Matthew Nyes, the Minnesota Golden Gopher and pride of Arizona, actually scored the overtime goal to force a game six in Toronto.
Matthew Nyes
got it done.
Can't wait for that.
Which jersey do you want more? Matthew Nyes, Austin Matthews. Who do you like more on that Maple Leaf roster of yours, your favorite team?
You know, if we talk about speculation again with the Summit League, right? That's Denver, North Dakota, Omaha.
Oh, you just bypassed everything I just was talking about.
Denver, Omaha, North Dakota. Right? And in that league in the outside of hockey is St. Thomas. So that would throw another monkey into the wrench. Right? Again, it's all about having a bigger voice at the table. And does, you know, would that leave those other teams in as part as affiliate members? Well, sure. So what? You should see the list of affiliate members for the Northeast Conference, depending on the sport. So just fold it in there.
Okay. Good stuff.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just.
Matthew and I scored the game winner and sent it to a game six for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Let's see. What else can we speculate on here?
I love to make you squirm. That's the most fun of the entire show.
Well, it's not making me squirm. It's just things I don't like.
Okay. Anyway.
Saying.
So the new Atlantic
Hockey America.
America.
Yes.
Conference. They've already put out all kinds of promotional stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. It's pretty good. It's nice, yeah.
All that good stuff. You know? So that's pretty cool. We speculate on other stuff. Like, I don't even want to get into this Summit League stuff. I know it's out there, and I know it's going to be something down the road. But at this point in time, don't take away the fun. Let's keep the fun of Arizona State coming into the NCHC and seeing what they can do.
Oh, listen, I'm just listening. We have to talk about it.
Do we? Do we really?
Well, I had to mention it. It's not something that I'm like, hey, let's bring this up just for kicks. It's, you know,
I'm going to give you something.
We hear rumors and we hear rumors and, you know, it's definitely, you know, this could mean, who knows? The oldest thing would mean maybe Syracuse decides not to start a men's program.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Right. Maybe Syracuse decides to start a men's program because of the merge between the two leagues. Who knows?
Yep. No, I'm not arguing that. All right, here's something I know you do want to talk about, though.
I doubt it.
Yeah, Team USA and the under-18s.
Oh, yeah, definitely want to talk about that.
See,
yeah.
I knew that was coming. Anybody have a game, even scoring the hat-trick goal? From a backhander off of the stick, a skate, the pad, and into the back of the net.
Well, let's give plaudits to Teddy Stiga. I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced. It could be Stiga, but Stiga. Gets a natural hat trick. All right, good for him as they play Finland to see who wins Group A. You know,
which, by the way, was another demolishing by.
Yeah, it was.
Not fair. Really not fair.
It's been all Team USA in the preliminary round. Oh, and the presumptive number one pick in 2025, James Hagans, committed at least to this point to go to Boston College from Long Island. He only had 6 points today. He had 3 goals and 3 assists. So, yeah. And they will play Switzerland.
How come?
In the quarterfinals at 5 a.m. Okay. Eastern time.
Okay, hold on a minute.
On Thursday.
How come, as people would say, that you're the Long Island guy and you couldn't sway to get this kid to go to Arizona State? Nothing? You couldn't do a thing to get him to go to Arizona State?
They wouldn't let me near his house.
Okay. Well, maybe he tried to come to you for advice, couldn't get past the gates at the estate.
There is no estate, no gates.
Could be there. Could be there.
You know, could be, but
Bug Botanical Garden in the back.
Yeah, just, well, that's fact. Okay, that is
just
fact.
Look for it.
You know, I mean,
anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. So
no, I get it. I totally understand.
Team USA is, I mean, this tells you the development of the coaching and the players from Team USA across the board, because they've just gotten better and better and better. And you see it in the under-17s, the under-18s, the under-20s, the World Juniors. I mean, it just gets better and better and better. So, you know what? Kudos to Team USA. Now let's continue to grow this game in the college ranks so we can get more of those guys playing college hockey.
Well, I mean, listen, there's not enough stalls. We know that. And it definitely is a chicken or egg kind of thing. And it frustrates the heck out of me. Because when I'm the quote-unquote, when I'm the guy banging the drums for just let's do this and not let's get this figured out. I'm not exactly the biggest, the most aggressive. You know, not exactly the most aggressive. I know it sounds weird. I get it, but in terms even though I understand business and money, now let's do this. If you're going to grow, you're going to take some short-term hits. And, you know, when I hear this stodgy old dude, and maybe that's where it comes from because I'm basically an old dude, say like, oh, well, you better do this and you better do that. And you know, that's really inviting more schools to add the sport, you nimnod.
I don't know if you've been following.
Stay there in your little cocoons and, you know, don't listen to them.
Have you been following X today?
Don't listen to the guy like David Carl that's got 3 national championships and understands that you got to grow the game. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Have you been following X today at all?
Twitter a little bit, but.
Okay. Because I've seen I just saw a great picture of the NCHC crowd in Naples. Nice picture of the coaches, really? The administrators, all together. Apparently, it was relaxation day. They had shorts and t-shirts. Really?
Well, it's Florida.
I guess they got polo shirts on. So sandals, you know, a little of everything.
Right.
But yeah, apparently they all gathered together, did a little something. Maybe played golf. I'm not sure what they did, but
I'm sure they did
some nice pictures being taken from our friends at the NCHC. So
right.
All those meetings going on down there in Florida, is anything going to come out of it, Paul, or are we going to hear nothing more than discussions? Because
I assume you're talking. The little thing is moving.
I'm sorry. I muted myself.
That's nice. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, this is anyway. Listen. This is what's going to come out. This is what's going to come out of it.
Let me throw mine out first.
Okay.
What's going to come out of it is the rule changes, because it's rule change year. So there's going to be some rule changes. There's been a lot of talk about that. That'll happen. Minor things maybe, but there'll be some rule changes. And the other thing that'll come out of it is we talked a lot about things. We discussed it. We think there's some room for things. But you know what? We're just going to table it for a year or two.
And translation. Here's the translation. Right? And basically the translation is wah, 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 wah. That's what it's going to sound like.
Okay.
I don't really know any way better to put it, because that's what it comes out like every single year.
I know.
It does.
You know why that is, Paul?
Because they don't want to change it.
They don't have a true leader. How many times have I said this? You must have a leader, somebody that takes control and says, okay, let's put this to a vote. We got to stop discussing. Let's put it to a vote and see where it turns out. Because it, you know, that's the only true way you get progress or whatever. I mean, even if it's negative progress, at least it's doing something, because people are getting tired of it. I see them all the time. Fans, advertisers, they're frustrated. They want to see changes. They want to see growth.
Yes.
They want to see more revenues. They want to see more exciting games. They want to see hockey in more places.
Well, and I'll say this again. I'll say this. And again, this is not the first time I've said it. Might be the, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's the first time I said it on here, but I have said it before involving not just hockey, but baseball too. And considering that the company is the same in terms of who runs their various league networks, why do you not have a college hockey game of the week on NHL Network? Is it going to cost you a little bit of money in production? Yes, it will. But you're now exposing the hockey audience to your next wave of players. Okay? If you're telling me...
Are you making sense here again?
No.
Stop
don't,
it.
Don't look
Stop
at it that
it.
Way. Don't look at it that way. If you're telling me that these schools would not bend over backwards to have a quote unquote national game of the week, and you'd make sure that you'd get as many different teams on there as you could. You're obviously
what?
You know,
hold on a minute. I can feel a lot of UMass, Boston College, BU, maybe Quinnipiac. Are there any other teams that play?
No, not really. Not according to the All-America teams. But
okay.
Again, if we're doing it the right way,
See, you can say that word. Now, just combine Scott is right with it. See, you can say the right thing.
Scott is
right.
No. No. Anyway, there's no excuse, and I say this about MLB Network too, even though they do have a few college games on early in February when there's no, just before the spring training season starts. But hey, NHL Network, figure out a night, because if you said, hey, Army and Air Force, we want you guys to play on a Monday night, so we can have you on the game of the week. You don't think they'd rearrange the schedule for that?
And how?
Of course they would.
And how?
Okay. And that goes for any of these schools. Any of them. Okay. Yeah, with streaming and stuff, that's still not the same as being on TV.
Much bigger audience.
Okay. If okay, if you're telling me that if they went and I don't know, I picked Army and Air Force on purpose, but you know, if you're telling me that you wouldn't get a, and obviously not the bean pot, but I mean, you could do, I think you could have the bean pot on, I think they might. Sometimes it's on the four letter network, but okay. Northern and Tech, we'd like to have you guys play on a Monday night so we could put it on TV on the NHL Network.
How about the 10 time national champions, Denver Pioneers, and North Dakota?
Well,
at the Ralph,
you know, you're missing the point here. You're missing the point.
What, Denver?
Well, no, first of all, it's Denver.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But no, but those are the easy games, right? I mean, I'm picking smaller rivalries on purpose. Okay, but either way, if you went to Denver and North Dakota and said, we want your players to play on a Monday night, so you could be on the NHL Network, again, you don't think they would change the schedule in a heartbeat?
How about they would. How about in January you have Arizona State and Robert Morris at Mullet?
Okay, I mean, whatever. I mean, you get...
I'm just throwing scenarios out there.
I know what you're doing. I get it. But, I mean, that's the point, right? Do it,
because,
NHL.
Because I'm the funny
do
one,
it.
By the way. But I'm right. The funny one on the show.
True, yeah. Do it, NHL Network. This is the kind of stuff that people have to come up with. And I guarantee you, nobody's thought about this.
Well, they've thought about it, but it's not.
No, I don't know if they have.
Yeah, they have. They've thought about it, but it's not old school enough. It's not in the profit margin. You know, and I don't want to get off on a tangent on this, but when ASU first came into college hockey at the NCAA level, there were some games put on by the wonderful Pac-12 network.
Yeah, okay.
And they did one or two, and then they said, yeah, not profitable, losing our rear end, can't do it. That's what people say when you talk about putting a national college hockey game in the week.
You can't, of course.
That's how they look at it.
Well, again, NHL, you're a billion-dollar league.
Paul, they're having a problem taking care of the AHL. You know, I'm going to be going to an AHL playoff game tomorrow, second round,
right,
at Ontario. And when the game's over with, there's going to be two PR guys from Ontario at the makeshift type presser with Coach Marco Sturm and myself. This is a playoff game at the American Hockey League.
Right.
And you're not getting any more media attention than that.
Part of that problem is the NHL playoffs are going on right now too.
I know. But still, if you've got the AHL, can't garner much all year long. I mean, that's why we formed the Pro Hockey West.
By the way, they do show games on the they do show the finals usually on the NHL Network.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a start. But I'm just telling
start.
You that you got to find somewhere to start. But that's going to be the big fight. You got to have somebody with some bucks come in and go, hey, I think this needs to happen. And again, the other thing you got to have is a leader at the NCAA level that can step up and say, I represent all 64 teams, and this is what we want as a group, a collective. They don't have that. You've joked about it, and it's not a joke anymore. You've joked about Frank Sartori should be the czar. That's what they need. That's what college hockey needs, is a guy like Frank Sartori that can command a room and can bring people together and say, okay, we're going to discuss for an hour or 2 hours, and then we're going to vote. It's not like we're going to discuss for an hour or 2 hours, then we're going to go home for a season, and we're going to wait till next year, and then we're going to discuss again. Discuss it as long as you need to discuss it, and then have a vote.
Some sort of agenda. Stands.
Yeah, you got to have something. Even if the vote doesn't go the way that we would like, at least vote on it. Then you can say, listen, we have 64 teams in college hockey or whatever it is right now.
And 40 want X.
Yes.
And 25 want not
correct.
X.
Yep.
That's fine. At least you did it.
Yep. And that's exactly it. But then people would go like, oh, yeah, I don't want my name out there. I don't want my name out there for voting no on this. And
if your stance is I don't want my name attached to a decision, then maybe you already know you're making the wrong decision.
I didn't say it, you did.
I don't give a crap.
Good old boy network is the problem, and nobody wants to be the one or the two or the ten that sway the good old boy network towards progression and advancement.
Most people already think I'm a figment of your imagination, so it doesn't really matter.
Until they see the palatial estate. And
Let me know when you see that, because I'd like to see it too.
I'm hearing from a lot of teams now that have driven by the palatial estate that are going like, hey, can we see this command center place? It's kind of a stop that they'd like to take.
Yeah, I think
see the multi-screens and everything going on.
Yeah, well, they're in the wrong part of the country for that.
Anyway, good discussion, good talk. It's going to continue on. But starting next week, Paul Hornstein, 14 consecutive weeks of College Hockey West.
Well, that's the goal anyway.
Well, that's the goal, but you got to start somewhere.
No, I get it.
We're starting next week with Lindenwood Week. We're going to move around our 14 teams. We added four because I thought we had to. Bemidji,
whatever, you did.
Bemidji, St. Cloud State, Bemidji State, St. Cloud State, Minnesota State, and St. Thomas. I think they all fit our mold. We're going to go after it and see what we can get. But it's an administrator and a coach that we're after. We'll try to put as many together as we can for the 14 weeks and ask everybody to tune in and get the inside scoop on each particular team that we're digging in. How about that? Okay. I dig it.
Right.
Go ahead.
College Hockey West Weekly from the NCHC.TV studios, brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue in Las Vegas, the best in barbecue Las Vegas style. Go to jesseraysbarbecue.com to order lunch, cater an event, or just pick up a few bottles of our award-winning sauces. For the NCHC and NCHC.TV, subscribe to NCHC.TV. Catch all of the action from the toughest conference in college hockey. Tag Creative Group. Search T. Grand Rudd on redbubble.com and have us create that unique design for your business or gift-giving needs. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly. Three locations, two in Tempe, one in Pine Top, at thespaghettishack.com. Caesars Entertainment Resorts Casinos Worldwide. It's where the action is in the resort or in town. FedEx, the official package delivery company of Icetime Hockey West. Liberty University, hockey education and faith with equal passion at liberty.edu. College Hockey Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. College Hockey West Weekly and all of the IcetimeHockeyWest.com podcasts are live every week on the Podbean app. Help others find the show by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the program at ITHSW Podcasts, all one word, that's ITHSW Podcasts, on your favorite podcast platform. College Hockey West Weekly and all of our weekly podcasts are part of the IcetimeHockeyWest.com network. Hello? Did you mute yourself again? I don't have the music, so I can't be the one ending things.
Oh, no, sorry. That was me again. I missed the
button. I know. That's what I said. You muted yourself again.
I said if you are a hockey fan and you want to stay up a little later tonight out here on the Pacific Coast, it's the Pro Hockey West Report.
Really?
New episode tonight, 9 p.m. Pacific Coast time.
Is this the Talk Steven off the Ledger episode?
Maybe, but you know what? It's tied. It's still tied. It's just that now
that's what I would tell him, yeah.
The advantage has swung back to the Dallas Stars. So Dallas now has to win two games, and they have two at home. So that's a good thing.
Except they lost the first two games at home.
Yeah, and they won the two on the road.
Yeah.
So go figure. So
keep
it could
Steven
be a
away
4-3.
From the sharp objects.
It could be a 4-3 Vegas win, and then Paul Hornstein's mortgage will go up again.
What else is new?
All right. We ask everybody to join us again, if you can, live on Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern, as we have Jason Coomer, the athletic director from the great school of Lindenwood University. And he'll kick off the first of our College Hockey West College Week. Well, we'll have
whatever,
a new college
whatever.
Team every week, 14 weeks. All right, join us Sunday. School of the week. I like it. It's even better. All right.
Yeah, okay.
We'll say goodnight to Little Roger Klein, the Peacemaker, De Niro.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.